Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Did Mary J. Blige really curve pink?
And Donny Osmond has never used a curse word in his life.
Better take notes, Gary. And wait, Gary, where are you?
Jesse, I'm here in Dallas, honey, and I swear I won't say a bad word.
Okay, then we'll see. But let's get things started, child. HK, I heard Kid Cudi was in his feelings about a movie role.
Yeah, man, well. Kid Cudi had a drink of hateration juice and claimed he was salty when he didn't get the leading role in Jordan Peele's 2017 film Get Out. Now, he explained on social media that he had auditioned and thought he left a good impression on the director, but he was ultimately passed over for Daniel Kaluuya, leaving him with a bitter taste in his mouth. The opposite of what happens on a casting couch. He said, I was so salty, I didn't get it, and I didn't even go see it when it came in theaters when it was popping. I watched it a year later at home, pissed about that, and I was sick, but Daniel, he was the best choice.
Yeah, they had to give it to Daniel, because first of all, his features alone, those eyes.
It's the eyes.
Yeah, it was the eyes.
I can't see anybody else for this
part.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about now Oscar-winning Daniel Kaluuya. Yeah. I mean, the guy is brilliant, clearly.
And the auditions for some of you, was like, damn.
I auditioned for, like, The Matrix, and they called me back, like, three times, and it was between me and Aaliyah. And then Aaliyah passed away, and then they gave it to Nona Gay for that part, for that role, for The Matrix.
Have you ever, like, disclosed that?
No.
Oh, my gosh! That's insane!
And once Aaliyah passed, they gave it to Nona Gay. No, because I couldn't go back and audition after. I was,
Oh, so you could have still gotten it.
Probably.
It just where you
but
didn't.
But with the whole Aaliyah thing, I was hurt. That she was like my friend, you know?
Damn.
So,
wow.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Didn't they have auditions for Roots back then? I mean, y'all could have went for some of those
Roots,
roles.
Roots, Gary? Well, maybe you should have went back then. That was back in your era. Maybe they could have cut off your damn foot.
Not Kunta.
Okay.
Not Kunta.
It's Toby Hunty.
We don't want no Kizzy Kente. We don't need Kizzy.
Okay.
Anyway, y'all, moving on.
Wow.
Now, filming sex scenes can be pretty awkward, but it's even probably weirder if you're directing your daughter in them or having your father watch it all unfold. Ooh, no. Now, this was the case for Ethan Hawke and his daughter, Maya, who collaborated on the film Wildcat. Now, in an interview, Ethan and Maya both opened up about how they dealt with the sex scenes in the film. Ethan said, Maya and I were so comfortable with it, I couldn't care less. And Maya also jumped in to give her thoughts, saying, they had an intimacy coordinator on set, so she felt safe and comfortable and not like they were being spied on, to which her father interrupted by some creepy dad.
Yo, I cannot separate my brain from the arts enough to make that okay. Like,
really?
If I was a director, I couldn't direct my kid no sex scene. It's just weird.
My kid, my mother, me either.
I wouldn't direct my kid, but like, if I was in a movie and my parents were directing, I wouldn't want to disappoint them. So, like, I would I would want to go, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to
You want to do a great job.
No, I want to do a great job. Like,
let me show you what I can do with this, mama.
Let me show you what I can do with what you gave me, mama.
Yeah, you gave me this. You gave me these thrusts. I couldn't do that with my Haitian mama. She'd be calling on the ancestors real quick.
Well, Gary,
if I was in the Huckabuck position, I'm sure my mama wouldn't be upset as long as I'm getting paid, honey, and bringing the check home with the family. So there you have it.
Period.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well.
All right.
Different strokes for different folks.
Yes,
I be stroking.
Definitely some strokes. Okay. Guys, looks like Donny Osmond has never had to wash his mouth out with soap.
I don't believe it.
For real. The 65-year-old singer who first found fame as a child insisted that he's never uttered a curse word in his entire life.
Wow.
He told reporters, I never heard my father curse. He was tough, but he never swore. Obviously, I still think the words. There are certain people I would like to say certain words to at certain times, but I just think, be like your dad. I don't know if I buy
this. He's lying.
Yeah.
Yes, he is, Gary.
This motherfather's a liar.
Yeah.
There's no way. Yeah. No way in earth. And they said, and it's a sin if you thought the word, you cursed. So if he thought it like he said, never said, he's lying. Think about it.
You can't tell me this man didn't say damn or hell.
But hell is in the Bible, though. That's what kids love to say. But I didn't cuss, mommy. Right. Hell is in the Bible.
Yeah, a kid would come around and be like, it's a location.
And a fish is a dog.
And an ass is a donkey. Right. In the Bible as well.
In the Bible. I didn't cuss.
Even
that's
in
what
the
I
dictionary.
Used to say to my mom. Yeah. So, but mommy, I said ass. That's in the Bible. Jesus said it.
Who do y'all think could go the longest on the Diff crew without cursing?
I know, I would never win that.
Jesse.
I would never win that.
Probably you, Ted.
Yeah, I don't think I've heard you curse much.
Not much. I definitely don't on camera. I definitely have, yeah.
Not one of them.
Our boss just came in my ear and was like,
Well, yo, an old clip of Pink recalling how Mary J. Blige curved her has resurfaced.
Ooh.
So back in 2000, Pink hosted the Lady of Soul Awards. Well,
wow.
She built up the courage to knock on the Queen of Hip Hop Soul's trailer and ask for one of the biggest wishes that one could ask for. But it doesn't sound like Mary was in the wish granting department that day. Check it out.
I went into her trailer long time ago. This thing is when I hosted the Lady of Soul Soul Train Awards.
Okay.
And I walked into her trailer and I was like, hi, would you ever work with me? And she just took one look at me and she goes, no.
But you know what? We have to, there's so many layers to this. Because remember back then, a lot of us didn't know that Pink was a white woman's. We just thought she was a light-skinned black
girl. Because she was signed to L.A. Reid,
exactly.
And they had signed, she had, there you go.
Exactly.
They had
it was spray painted her.
Urban.
Yeah, it was for the streets.
They literally spray painted her to be Bratz color.
Yeah.
And so now you got this white woman hosting the Lady of Soul Award.
Right. They definitely put her in the urban league.
I think they even announced her as Pank.
You know, just to make it a little bit more soulful.
Pank coming to the stage.
From the Pank.
Well, y'all, there is something that can be a little worse than being curved by a celebrity.
What's that?
Being famous and not being recognized, child. So Alicia Silverstone was sitting pretty front row at the Christian Siriano show earlier this year when someone walked up to her and asked, did she work for Avril Lavigne, who was also at the show? Well, they said Alicia was stunned and clueless.
Pun intended.
Clueless. But was a good sport about it and brushed it off like the vet that she is. As if. So that must have been a young guest, you know, because everyone who was alive in the 90s knows Alicia Silverstone and we know who she is, right?
Oh, for sure.
Like, come on now.
Yeah.
How do you not, like, know who Alicia Silverstone is?
There have been times where, like, I've seen Drew Barrymore and be like, yeah, clueless. You know what I mean? I feel like they've been on the same audition circuit before for certain things.
When I tell you the Alicia. Speed which I could identify Alicia Silverstone in a crowd of 100 people.
Of course you can.
I had the hots for her so bad
of
back in the day.
Of course you can, Graham of Tan.
Yeah, of course I would. But I mean, come on, everybody, that has to happen from time to time.
But you know what, though? When you just said it, Drew Barrymore, Alicia Silverstone, Avril Lavigne, they kind of come from the same feature white women's tribe. They all got the same,
Reese,
like, white women's... They got the same, like, that's, like, the white woman tribe.
Mm-hmm.
They all kind of look alike.
Yeah,
because, like, some people do that with black people. Yeah.
Like, I'm sure, like, Michael Clark Duncan and Bing Rames have been on the auditions.
The tribe.
My mom's in that tribe. It's what
she is. Shawty look like, does she give Avril Lavigne and them?
She probably gives a little more Drew and Alicia. A little more Bo Derek.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
It'd be little like white women tribes that look alike. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's probably why they mistaken.
Oh.
People who have a stack of Home and Garden magazines. You know? Up next, there was a not so funny actor in the cast of Friends, but it might not be who you think. We'll get into that after the break.
Oh, who was it, Chuck?
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Helen Baxendale was one such guest star. Helen Baxendale.
Ellen Baxendale.
The Helen Baxendale?
The Helen.
You know Helen?
Yes!
Helen Baxendale.
Hey, Helen!
What's up, Miss B?
Y'all know Helen?
Yeah, Helen. Okay, look, we're gonna move on. Okay, Helen was one such guest star. She played Ross's British girlfriend, Emily, in seasons 4 and 5. And when they got married, Ross said Rachel's name by mistake. That was the big moment, all right? Oh. Well, director James Burrows said she was nice, but not particularly funny. David Schwimmer had no one to bounce off of, so it was like clapping with one hand. Sometimes you start an arc and it ain't working out, so you have to get rid of that person.
Dang. Woo!
I don't even know who Helen Baxendale is.
So where is Helen now?
Who knows?
But y'all said y'all know her.
Hopefully in heaven, not Helen.
Yeah. So y'all don't know Helen?
Yeah, it's tough. Okay, let me hit y'all with this, though.
Wait,
if she's so... British, y'all know a lot of British comedies, like, more dry than ours, and especially Friends, which is a big multi-camera show, and it's all very over the top. Maybe it just didn't mix right.
So is she a star in her country? What's going on?
We don't
know. I haven't Googled Helen Baxendale.
Oh, no one cares.
I think she works a decent amount.
Okay, so she work in her country.
She do like serious stuff.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Well, yeah. I mean.
Stuff that we don't watch.
Right. Well, you wasn't funny here,
we don't watch
but
serious
I mean,
stuff.
She funny over the pond.
Yeah.
Like David Hasselhoff, big overseas.
Good for her.
Wait, he's big overseas now?
Yeah, he's huge. He's a
whole recording star, like, over there. Yeah, like,
You dead ass? I'm dead ass.
David Hasselhoff has hits in other countries.
He's like, yes. I don't want to jump out the window and say he's like white Michael Jackson over there, but like, yeah, he's popping.
That's like when I discovered that Jackie Chan was really a singer, too. I couldn't believe it.
What?
He is a big singer, like, in his country.
Yeah. No.
Dead ass.
Jackie Chan.
Yes. Kung Fu Panda Jackie.
Wow.
Well, there we go. The more you know.
The more you know. Well, y'all, one thing that might be worse than an unfunny actress is an unhappy bridesmaid. That's why Sunny Hostin turned down the role. Now, Sunny, who's 55, recently shared on The View that a friend wanted her to wear an ugly bridesmaid's dress, and it forced her to give up the gig, y'all. Mm. But check out how she got out of it. Sunny said, "I had to turn down one wedding. The dress was so hideous. She knows I hated it, and I said, 'I'm too old for your wedding, sweetheart.'"
Oh. "I'm too old, sweetheart."
Damn, that's
how kinda... close was that woman to Sunny?
Okay, but that's why I'm not gonna have no bribes. That's why I'm not gonna have no bride maids when I get married.
Why?
Because I don't want to hear your opinions. I don't want to hear nobody's opinions.
No,
this is my day.
Your bridesmaids are going to appreciate the fact that you're getting married.
They should accept what you bring. If this is the dress you choose as the bride, if these people are your friends, these women are your friends, they should be able to go along with you and wear the dress.
Exactly. So what type of friends are these people to the bride?
I don't know,
exactly.
Gary. I don't know, because turning down something because you don't like the way the clothes look does seem like a very Gary move.
Yeah.
No, it does.
Well,
it does.
I mean, I wouldn't even say it's a Gary. I feel like Gary would thug it out and come through. But, like, if someone really considers you a friend and your whole thing is you don't want to support them when they're big day because you don't like the dress, it sounds like somebody's being a little selfish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
come
on now. Very much so.
Yeah, it's sad.
Anytime you see me in a suit, I'm uncomfortable.
Look at some of the ensembles y'all wear. It's been real free, so I just deal with sitting next to you. So, I mean, it is what it is.
You are so out of order.
Yeah.
Well, y'all, up next, you won't believe how Super Bowl champ Jason Kelce's wife put him to sleep.
Ooh.
We've got the details after the break, child.
I want to know that, child.
Okay. Wait, Jason Kelce? Oh, not Travis Kelce.
I can imagine how I get put to sleep.
Oh.
Ew.
Yes, God.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, y'all. Jason Kelce may be a big football star, but that is not all he's about. All right?
Okay.
In his documentary, Kelce, Jason spoke about love, you guys.
Aww.
Yeah. And how he met his wife, Kylie Kelce.
Okay.
So they met on Tinder, and Jason said it was love at first sight, and he was pretty much mesmerized. But despite her beauty, he fell asleep on the first date.
Oh!
Kylie, his wife, said 45 minutes later, he fell asleep at the bar, like just out, like asleep. Now, she also said he asked for a second date to make it up to her. Obviously, things went pretty well. They got a couple kids and are happily married now.
Okay.
Well, you know, he's a big guy. It takes a lot of energy to run a body of that size.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? And maybe it was a little late
for
him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know? Isn't he like an offensive tackle? You know, they be having to eat like 12 meals a day. That's tiring on the body.
He's
then you're going to throw beer in there?
Maybe he got up early. We don't know.
Yeah, he was probably tired. I'm sure he didn't want to fall asleep.
Exactly. Right after.
Unless he was like head down on the bar. If he was like, that out, like that's bad.
Now, Jason Kelce is Travis Kelce's brother, correct?
That's correct.
Can you let me know how to put Travis Kelce to sleep? I'm trying to do that.
Jesse, would you forgive a man if he fell asleep on the first date?
I fall asleep on dates all the time.
What? Really?
Yeah, I'm not collecting.
We'd be tired.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, and like, God forbid you take me to a movie date, baby. We're not gonna make it.
We're not gonna make it.
I'm sorry. After the credits, I'm gone.
Well, look, that's like,
dating. You're boring.
I'm gone. And if you make an eye pick, I might not get back up.
Oh, them seats go too far back. It's almost like going to a massage place.
Somebody's gonna have to fake a fire alarm or something for me to get up. Like, that's, yeah.
Well, y'all, Bow Wow was once like Mike, and now he wants to be like you. And you, and you over there, and you in the back. As right now, Bow Wow expressed that he missed out on a lot of regular childhood stuff. With the post to his IG stories, he said, just woke up thinking to myself, like, man, damn, I ain't never been to prom nor college. I want to pledge so bad. I wish I was a part of a fraternity. Y'all think I'm lucky because of my lifestyle, but I really want what y'all have. See?
Wow, yeah. that was great. First
I felt that. I felt what he said though, like, you know, because like a lot of people miss out on those things when you get into the game young. Like, I mean, he was like, what, 8, hanging out with Snoop? You know what I'm saying? And going around the world. Like, I can only imagine the things that he missed out on, but the things he got to do, tell us.
Brad, you gonna spill some tea? No? No? What? Well, you know what? I don't know. I just feel like everybody, just because I wasn't a celebrity doesn't mean I had a regular childhood, because I did not have a regular childhood.
Did you go to prom?
Girl, I'm Haitian. I had to go to prom with my stepdaddy outside the prom. His Toyota.
But you went.
Okay, but that's not going to prom. You got to go. That don't count.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people who went to prom the way you went to prom.
Did you go to your graduation and stuff like that?
But it wasn't great. I remember going to Bow Wow House in Miami. He would never even be there.
How were you in there?
So why was you there?
So, you know, I was trying to be a singer. So I used to hang out with Anthony a lot. You know Anthony. You know Anthony,
right?
I wonder if it's like one of those moments like in New Jack City when Christopher Williams realized where he knew Ice-T from. You know, it's like, yo, you was that girl we had to throw out because you kept trying to try on Bow Wow's clothes. Yeah. Oh, snap.
No, I ain't gonna hold you. The first time I went in, I was like, this is nice.
Really? Compared to where you came from.
Shut up, Gary. Up next, y'all. One man puts a whole new meaning to the saying, mama's baby. Daddy's maybe? Stay tuned, y'all.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, it's time for
Dish is It.
Okay, so a passenger named Christine shared a video showing a family on a plane, a mom, a dad, and kids. Mm-hmm. Well, the dad was seated with one of their kids in one row while the mom was in the back with the newborn in hand, a toddler, and, you know, struggling to put the carry-on luggage up, right? Uh-huh. So Christine said she helped the struggling mom while dad just sat there.
Uh-uh.
Now, Christine offered to switch seats with the dad so he could sit with the mom and his kids. Instead of him going, the dad said the child sit back there with their mom while dad enjoyed a kid-free flight.
No.
Now, social media is having a field day with this because while a lot of people are on mom's side, dad has supporters as well. What y'all think?
What? Mm, who was supporting
the
dad?
It's tough, y'all, because you never know the dynamic of how the kids work and, like, who they spend most of their time with.
He should have helped with the luggage.
Come on.
The flight is the break sometimes.
Yeah. And, like, what's he supposed to do? Like, if that woman's switching him a seat, is he going to go back and leave one kid next to that woman?
Sometimes you look up. There's been times where I've flown with all my kids, and they all ended up in the row with my wife, and I ended up dolo, and I sat with the enthusiasm of a person who found money.
You know what? Head crack.
But you're mad at the dad. You should be mad at the airlines. How come there isn't a child section in any of these flights?
Oh. That's true now.
You know what I mean? Like that's a little kid zone where you can just put them back in like
seatbelts. So you just want to put the kids off on the stewardess lady where y'all just fly free.
With a little soundproof curtain that you could just close and just keep everything quiet.
They should all be in the back, to be honest.
I wish you could put children in the overhead compartment.
All
the small
kids
ones.
Should be in the back.
Cal gonna take me away.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.